Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Coyetta Mitchell of Being Coco B Podcast and My Wave Life Hair. Coyetta, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. I appreciate having you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Coyetta so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Coyetta is CEO, business coach, and the host of Being Coco B Podcast. She started My Wave Life Hair in 2016 to allow the natural hair community to freely express themselves while providing beautiful quality products as inspiration. Over the years, she has seen a shift towards entrepreneurship and wanted to allow other women the opportunity to own their own business by creating a comprehensive course and coaching services to guide them through the process. Her desire to empower and inspire women by being a resource and a support system. Coyetta, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. So the first question I had was to hear more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah. So what happened is it was kind of, I have a hair background, so I'm a hairstylist by trade. And I was strolling on the, scrolling on the internet and just kind of going through my feed. And it was at a time when there was a real big push towards, you know, females going back to their natural hair. And, you know, the keyboard gangsters, that's what I call them, the people behind their keyboards typing away, you know, spewing hateful comments to women about wearing hair extensions or wanting to switch it up. You know, the Black community, the Black women, they like to switch up their hair. That's just how we are. So I thought, wow, that's so strange that people would invest so much energy into what other people are doing to be negative. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, I'm going to start a space that allows women to do that because we don't know why they wear hair extensions. We don't know what's going on. It could be alopecia, it could be insecurities, and we have to allow women to do their own thing. So that's what kind of led me into being a CEO and starting My Wave Life.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. And I love the phrase you said, keyboard gangsters. That's a nice phrase for them because they've been called a lot of other things. I would call them a lot of other things, but I truly appreciate you for, you know, not only just creating this community, it sounds like for yourself, because you have that expertise and that background, but it sounds like you created it for other people that, you know, wants to know how to, have not just go on that journey by themselves.
Absolutely. So it's inclusive. Even if you don't have natural hair, if you just want to wear hair extensions, that's okay. But, that space is for us.
Exactly. So I wanted to drill a little bit deeper and hear a little bit more about your podcast and hear more about, you know, your community and everything that you have of service for the clients you work with.
Yeah. So what also morphed from that is, as I said, I was seeing a lot of entrepreneurial, you know, women had entrepreneurial aspirations and people were trying to transform their lives. There are so many things happening with women all over. And I was like, you know what? I'm trying to change my life as well. Let me create this space for women that are trying to do the same, that are trying to be positive, change your mindset, that are going through spiritual changes, mental, like everything, you know, mm-hmm. Everything was happening. So I said, I want to create this space for women. And it, over time, it morphed as well into, you know, speaking with women who are in business and, you know, just kind of getting the background on their stories. So it's a place where people come to be encouraged to get their own business going, to, kind of like a eat, love, pray type of movement. And it also morphed into the I Am Coyetta brand, which teaches women to start their own online business. So I provide coaching services, resources for women that are trying to just live better, do better. Nowadays, people want that freedom. And the 9-to-5 life doesn't provide that. So I wanted to be a part of that process, be a part of that journey with women.
Awesome. I absolutely love that. And I love the way it kind of has organically grown. It sounds like, you know, from you, you know, starting out and building a community and then starting to see and empower people to empower themselves. It kind of sounds like.
Right. Yeah.
Nice. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this could be for you or your organization, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
I think what sets me apart, I'm going to go with the organization. Mm-hmm. I think I have number one, I think I have a natural helping kind of spirit. So my desire to help is always something that sets me apart. But my organization also gives back. And I think a lot of businesses are missing that component. You know, they want to receive the funds, but how are you giving back? And so My Way of Life gives back to WaterAid, and we help families get access to clean water. So I think that's something awesome. That's something that makes me different, makes my company unique. And it's something that, you know, I take pride in.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. Obviously, it's like, you know, what's becoming more and more evident is kind of like the service entrepreneurship where, you know, you have a business, but you're also able to make an impact and make the world a overall better place. But it definitely sounds like you're empowering people. So even giving back, you know, from your expertise to the community so that, you know, people that may not know, you know, about, you know, natural hair or let alone starting a business are able to kind of tap into both to build both.
Absolutely. I think too many times, you know, people are at the top and they just want to stay there by themselves. Like, no, I don't want you to come up and catch me. And it's like, no, why not share the information? You know, why not provide that resource? Why not provide the education? Why not help somebody up? Because more than likely, we all were in that position where somebody helped us up. So why not do the same for someone else?
Exactly. What does the phrase go? I win, you win, we win together. So that's how
everybody
has that philosophy.
That's right. Community over competition. That's the other one as well.
I love that. Community over competition. So yes. I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
I mean, I'm a fervent believer in prayer. To calm my mind. Like, you know, as a business owner, you can be very overwhelmed. You can get very neurotic depending on the person. And, you know, you just kind of need something to calm you. So I'm a fervent believer in prayer. And just allow yourself to always evolve and change. And some people are so rigid in their ways and their beliefs. But I think you got to allow yourself that space to evolve and, you know, yeah.
And to be flexible, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I find that there's sometimes so many things that you're juggling when you're running a business or organization that, you know, you try to put in the work, you try to do as much as you can, but a lot of times you just need to sit back and say, you know, put your hands together and pray, you know, for
exactly.
For everything to be done as it should be, and know that you put as much work as you can put in.
Absolutely. And then after that, you just let it go. You just do what you can do because you're only one person. One person, two hands, two feet, one mouth for a reason, two ears for a reason. So we got to walk in that. We got to walk in that belief and that promise that if we do the work, it will all come together.
Absolutely. Yeah. I always say control what you can control. And that sometimes provides peace because you don't get as frantic and overwhelmed because there might be a bunch of things happening. But a lot of times if you just do the actions that you can control, and that can kind of, that's all you can really do.
Absolutely. Because oftentimes, that's the hardest thing actually for an entrepreneur is to like control.
Yeah.
Like we love to control. I love to control. I can't speak for everybody. But you know, that's the one thing you want to hold on to. And with entrepreneurship, you've got to learn to let that go because so oftentimes it's out of your control.
Yeah.
Right. So you just leave it. You just do what you can do, leave it to a higher power and just keep going.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. You definitely may not be able to speak for everybody, but you can definitely speak for me because I'm exactly the same way. So sometimes you just got to let things go and have them go. So I completely,
you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Unfortunately, So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
You know, I would say just, I'm not a patient person, which is really interesting. But I would say to be patient, know that it's okay. It's all going to work together. And also, I mentioned it before about being flexible. I think sometimes we're so rigid in our thoughts and our beliefs and our systems. You know, you spend the time putting it together and things change. For example, I believe Instagram is going through some type of change where they're like removing the likes. And a lot of companies' business models have to change, the influencers, you know, and the marketing strategies for businesses that depend on that. You're going to have to do something different, right? So I think we have to allow ourselves to be flexible and change with the times and not be so firm in our plans and on our actions. And also confident, just walk in your confidence. Know that you can do it. It's going to take time. There's nothing that you can't learn. Just take the time to learn it, but don't be so doubtful about your own abilities.
Absolutely. No, that makes perfect sense. And the only constant is change. So understanding that and understanding you have to be able to kind of switch and be flexible. And I remember I read somewhere that the sign of power used to always be like the rock, but now it's like water, because water can kind of flow through anything and go around everything. And a lot of times that's how you have to be.
Absolutely. And how powerful is that? You know, mm-hmm. when you can move through the cracks and through the ups and downs, like you got to be able to flow and move. And that's actually really perfect, that water analogy. So yeah, we got to move with it, because now a lot of people, I'm online and I'm seeing a lot of people rethinking, you know, what they're going to do for themselves. And it's like, ooh, some of it involves planning ahead. Some of it involves creating a new strategy. So take the stress out of it and just try to just move and evolve with it.
Exactly. There's only power in doing that. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Kayeta, I want to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Well, what does it mean to me? I say three words, and that's all I'm going to say. I being a CEO to me means freedom, self-sufficiency, and giving back. Those are key. You don't do it because you want to be bogged down necessarily. There's a freedom to working for yourself and being CEO, that which is why some people are attracted to that life, right? Mm-hmm. And you're able to do things for yourself. You see what you've created with your hands grow and morph. And there's such beauty in that. And being able to give back with like the fruit of your loins. It's like, wow, it's amazing. So that's what it means to me to be a CEO.
I love that. Freedom, self-sufficiency, and giving back. And it's all things that are evident in the brand and the organization you've been able to build. So I truly appreciate you for all the awesome things that you're doing. And of course, your time today. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and our listeners know, and then how best they can get a hold of you.
Do I have anything additional? Honestly, just keep up with me. I am Kayeta. That's where I do the courses and, you know, the inspirational quotes and the tips to help people starting businesses. Just follow along with me. I have a lot of stuff coming out there that's going to help you start your business. It's going to help you put together business plans. It's going to help you, with resources and so forth. So just follow along. I am Kayeta on Instagram. I am Kayeta on Twitter, Facebook. Just follow along. I just want to be a resource and help everyone. And, you know, you can't help everybody. You can't help everybody, but for those that want the help, I am available. And get you some great hair at mywavelife.com. So that's how you can reach out to me. And you can email me too. BeingCocoB@gmail.com, KayetaMB@gmail.com, or you can contact me through My Wave Life. The website for I Am Kayeta is coming out, but it's not currently out yet. But that's also going to be another way to contact me.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you, Kayeta.
Did I plug everything?
Yeah.
I must have, did I plug everything?
Yeah. We'll make sure to have all those in the show notes as well, just so that everybody can follow up with you. But you're absolutely right. You can't help everybody, but I appreciate you for giving us time and helping us out today. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate this platform and what you're doing. I think it's brilliant. So keep doing your thing.
I definitely will.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.